So excited to share. Ready Set Real Estate presents the new live webinar series. Launching third Saturday of each month, the schedule is up on Eventbrite for the entire year. So join me on March 16th, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next topic, Repair Negotiations, Seller and Buyer Credits. Learn what credits are and how to reduce your out-of-pocket cost on repairs, down payment, closing costs, and interest rates. Register at ReadySetRealEstateWebinars.Eventbrite.com. Again, that's ReadySetRealEstateWebinars.Eventbrite.com. Use promo code PODCAST to save $5 off registration. Space is limited. I'll see you on the other side. Well, it's about that time for another powerful informational episode. These are going to be special segments, actually, because I'm bringing on a co-host. You know, I don't plan to do anything alone. Only bringing powerful people, movers and shakers in our industries. And I'm excited to introduce to you my newest co-host, where we are going to merge real estate and money. That's life insurance, annuities, retirement planning, everything related to stacking. So when we merge those two worlds, now we're talking about legacy. Now we're talking about wealth building. Remember, this show supports Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation, this nation's first real estate focused nonprofit for the youth and young adult, where we teach, seek, and empower youth ages 11 to 17 with real estate terms, concepts, and careers as an alternate pathway to success. Shout out to our radio podcast listeners on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Breaker, Anchor FM, Spotify. Thank you for growing our channel. Thank you for subscribing and downloading on YouTube. Thank you for Facebook, creating our watch parties. Please make sure you drop a comment, like, and give us feedback, and let us know what value you have received and gained from our show. Without further ado, I introduce to you Sean Rogers, who's one of the most successful and sought after business professionals in Los Angeles. Having helped hundreds of clients negotiate contracts for real estate projects throughout America and personally invested in stocks, mutual funds, life insurance, and annuities, he now shares his financial knowledge and experience as host on the Smart Money Cafe. Sean is best known as a financial freedom advocate, safe money expert, international traveler. Y'all know I like to travel, so we're going to talk about all that stuff. National real estate investor, licensed life insurance and annuity specialist, and personal finance coach. More importantly, he is a family man. Please welcome my co-host, Sean Rogers, to the show. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lisa. It's an honor. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. Yay. Let me bring the track down. I kind of like it because it has this, you know, reggae vibe. For those of you who are not familiar, I am first generation American here, right? American born, but my family's originally from Belize, Central America. So, you know, anything reggae, Caribbean vibes, I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah, I love the music too. So. It's good.
Okay, this is going to be very new. This new segment we're doing on Ready, Set, Real Estate. I feel I would be remiss if I wasn't bringing someone to share their knowledge and experience on other vehicles of investments. And I feel like you have shown, proven, are the ideal person to do that. And we're both local here, so I think that makes it fun.
Yeah, I think so too, Lisa. It's amazing. It's amazing that we've connected. It's amazing that we're putting our energy and our knowledge together to just help people. And I love that cup, by the way. Just a little backstory I want to share with the viewers. And hopefully that this motivates them to take action on some of the things we're going to talk about. When I first met Lisa, she was already killing it in real estate. She was selling a million-dollar home in a very nice side of a town in Los Angeles. She was doing tons of videos on, I think, Instagram, right? The short videos you were doing? Right. So she was shooting her videos, and I asked her a question. I said, are you doing it in these, you know, other platforms, et cetera? And she was like, no, I'm not. I just shoot on Instagram. Next thing you know, here we are today. Where are you? Instagram, Facebook, multiple books have been released. Podcast, traveling around the country doing speeches and awards. It's incredible. Kudos to you, and I hope it inspires people to take action with whatever they want to take action with.
Absolutely. I appreciate that because I think I may have said this in our close circles. I definitely have acknowledged you as I credit you for the whole show idea and platform. And so I always say thank you for that. Because you're right, that was my story. And I was like, yeah, I'm on IG. I'm on IG, and I was so comfortable on IG. And that was actually, I had mastered, so you can even hear this when I speak and I'm giving my tips and I'm giving my plugs. I have mastered doing it in 15 seconds or less because of Instagram. Instagram now went from 15 seconds to 30 seconds to 60 seconds. Now Instagram has IGTV, which will let you run 10 minutes. And if you're a quote unquote influencer recognized by Instagram, you now can do 60 minutes on Instagram IGTV. Mm. So yeah, you opened up my world to say, all right, how else do we bring awareness really to what I'm doing? It always goes back to me. It's not ever about super agent. It's not ever about LA super agent on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these platforms. It's about how do we bring awareness to what I'm passionate about, which is Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. So no shame in my game. I'm very deliberate, very intentional. My audience knows where my passion is. Community advocate. Right now I've been running a campaign to help homeowners who've actually been targeted of a home improvement scam. And so dealing with that, but also being an advocate for our youth community with real estate literacy. So having individuals like yourself on board to support, promote, and share your experience and really just represent diversity in our industry, financial industry, in the real estate industry, I think for me is a win-win-win. So we want to shout out too. I see a like, Shante Earl, thanks, who's also doing it big. You know, Shante Earl, drop a comment, say hello so we can highlight you, Shante.
Hey, Shante.
And so this allows us to create that space to bring just powerful information for free 99.
Let me add to that, Lisa. I am on board with everything you just said, and I'm an advocate also of what I thought was missing. Working for the corporate world, I see my peers. They know nothing about money. They know how to sell. They know how to do their job. Some of them are engineers. Some of, you know, everybody's really smart in their own way, college educated or not, college educated, skilled, whatever the case. But when it comes to saving up for their retirement and not being stuck working forever or indefinitely, when I talk to people about those things in a corporate setting, they looked at me like I just landed off a spaceship and like I was out of my mind. Or, I've started my 401k, or I'm going to start it, and they've been with the company 5 years and they haven't started, or they don't know how to start it. So what I decided was, how do I get the word out there and make it simple and easy and doable, and then expand from there to the more complicated things? But the first start is to spoon feed people with financial literacy so they understand what's going on, and then to spoon feed them with how to get started and how to set it up and how to do it automatic. So in the long run, they look at their accounts, oh, there's thousands in there instead of thousands in debt on the credit card.
Right, right. Yay, advocate in the financial world. And I think that is so important, which is why we now have this merger between Smart Money Cafe and Ready Set Real Estate. Boom, bringing it to the people in bits, right? I love that you said that, because that is essentially what the audience has been used to. I have been taking bite-sized information so that people can really take it in, because, you know, when you hear real estate and you hear something like investments and stocks and mutual funds and annuities and life insurance, which I love talking about, because I once upon a time in my life was life and health licensed, and I know the importance. I've studied people with money, I've studied how they transferred money, and I studied how they made more money. So it's important. But I also will say this about myself. I don't plan to be Lisa of all trades, but really master of one, which is why I bring and collaborate other individuals that are doing profound and amazing things in their gifts, knowledge, and experience. So thanks again for doing this. Okay, so today's topic is going to be about, Sean, What do you have for us today?
I just wanted to talk about today, like I said, spoon feeding, how to quickly and easily start your retirement plan. A lot of us procrastinate. A lot of us are afraid of it, and we just push it off till later. But it's easy to get started, and it's easy to set it up, and that's what I want to start. So the first step I want to tell you is, hey, if you work a job or if you're self-employed, you work a job, I'll call and just ask them for the information to get started on your 401k. If you're an educator, it's going to be called a 403b, okay? They'll tell you how to set it up. Most things are online at this point. It's as easy as opening a checking account, pretty much. And what's really good, they don't care about your credit. They don't care about your how much money you already have in the bank. All they care about is you want to set it up. And a lot of times your employer will even match part of what you're going to put into your account. So ask them that that question too. Will you match, and how much will you match? Most companies are doing anywhere from 3 to 6% if you're a full-time employee, okay?
Wow, 6%. What company is that?
You're not gonna apply there, so don't worry about it.
Okay, you're not gonna apply for it.
But the reality is companies don't, but don't use that as an excuse if they don't match. It's all about you and your family and your legacy. So if they match, cool. If they don't match, start putting money in, you know? And a big question people have for me a lot of times is they say, how much, or I can't afford it. When I first started out with mine, I think I went as small as, I see as small as 50, but I wouldn't even do 50 a month at this point. At least $100 per month, at least. Because in reality, that's paying future you $25 per week. It's yours. It's not being spent. It's all yours. So I would start with a number, what you could afford, $100, $200 a month. It'll come out of your paycheck. Or you can do a percent, 3, 4, 5% of your pay, and you won't even miss it. Watch. You won't even miss it. What do you think, Lisa?
Right. No, I want to just highlight Shantae, who's like, Sean and Lisa, thanks for your commitment to educating us on these important subjects. Hashtag financial literacy, hashtag dream team. Yes, absolutely. I see, this is why it's important to have the actionable steps, because you said start with And I think that that is real, especially at this point in time. I know when people first jumped on the scene and they were talking about or they're sharing about what amount should I start with? And people are saying 50 bucks. Mm-hmm. I like that you're like, nope, go big, go home. This is about you. This is about future you. You need to start with something like $100 because easily people will commit for the things that they want versus needs.
Yes.
And we'll probably have to talk about that at some point in the show, how you do the wants versus needs. And most right. folks, you know, this is an entire mindset, which is what has been my whole mission. At least I would like for that to come off. I want to exude that when we talk about mindset, mm-hmm. mindset, because it's deliberate choices. Like I've seen in some of your past videos about deliberate choices on cars and credit cards and mm-hmm. vacations and how you're spending your money. So this is going to be really fun as y'all get to really know Sean and his tactics. Is that the word for it? I don't want to say tricks because we're not tricking
tactics
people.
And techniques are good. Tactics and techniques. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. So cool. All right. So, I really like that. So to reiterate, you said 403B for educators, and the other option was the 401K.
401K for the corporate world. And like you said, Lisa, it's really a decision. And none of us started off like this. You know, it took time. It took time, some wins, some losses, and then you finally make a decision. Hey, what's more important? Me getting stuck working indefinitely or having the best iPhone? What's more important? Paying $500, $600, $700 a month for the newest car or stacking my money? For me at this point, it's stacking my money. Things have changed. And I hope
me too. It was about stacking.
Right, right. And then you can teach this too, if you guys are parents, teach it to your kids. Stacking your money is more important than having the best of the best shoes or the best of the best this. We want to look good. We want to be clean, but don't blow all your money on material things when you're not taking care of your financial future first.
You know, may I share? Of course I may share. I want to share with, as you talk about kids and future and shoes, this pertains to mindset. Mm-hmm. Shaq sold 120 million pairs of his line of low budget shoes in Walmart. Mm-hmm. 120 million, ranging from $12.95 to $40 for his line of shoes. 120 million. Do the math on that, right? Versus someone who's spending $200 on the Michael Jordan line of shoes. Mindset.
Right. That's all mindset.
It's mindset. That's all mindset. And it still meets a market. So, you know, I'm speaking to both the entrepreneurs and the consumers right now. Not necessarily to you. I mean, I'm a go big, go home type of person. I do think big. But the fact that Shaq tapped into a market that's underserved and he mm-hmm. still sold $120 million with targeting a market that makes it affordable. Same thing right. when we talk about consumers, right? Mindset in terms of when we're stacking, is it more important for my kids to be showing off in the $200 shoes or they can still rock? You know, he's a champion, right? He still holds championships. Mm-hmm. He still, you know, is someone that's reputable. So, you know, name brand. And, you know, am I still going to keep, you know, I pay $40 for my kid to rock the Shaq line and I get to actually put away or maybe buy stocks for them or bonds at the $160 difference? I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
Wow, you bring up so many thoughts there. First, I'll go back to one thing you mentioned. You did mention the entrepreneur and the self-employed. Okay, so I talked to about the people in the corporate world. Now, when I was, you are in real estate. You get paid lump sums. You get paid via 1099. And most people are looking for those big checks, those big hits, and they get it. And they really don't put anything aside for retirement because their hope or dream that this will last forever and only get bigger, of course, because they're ambitious. But the reality is, the self-employed can do the same thing as the people in the corporate world. All you have to do is set up your own 401k. Set it up. What I did was go to a discount broker, places like Fidelity, go to fidelity.com. Vanguard is good. Vanguard.com, Charles Schwab. All of them have 401k accounts that you can start. They have different amounts that you need to get it open. I think maybe 1,000 or 3,000, whatever the case. And then you can automatically start funneling money in there so that you don't even think about it. So when these big checks come in, oh, that's fine. Do what you normally do. But you have started your retirement plan, and you'll be very happy later when you see all those zeros in your account.
Start accumulating. Absolutely. Very, very good. Okay. So because, you know, we're not on here to promote on what company to use, but I know I've learned from you just kind of, you know, what is that included in your actionable steps? I don't want to jump ahead. Like
that's part of the actionable steps for the self-employed. And the only reason I mention any company, I don't get paid by those companies. I just mention them because either I've done business with them and it's worked for me, or I'm just telling you action steps so it's not so vague that you don't know what to do or how to get started. Because a lot of times people say, oh yeah, go open up an account. And then you're like, okay, where, who, how? Now you have no excuse. I've told you exactly where to go online and you can do it. I just helped a 23-year-old do it the other day. She has no clue. And she even went to an Ivy League college, has no idea about financial stuff. That's just the way the world works. But I helped walk her through it, and now it's open.
Awesome. Steve Richardson, also commercial real estate investor and pastor, says, thank you, Lisa. And he is huge on that. We had a phenomenal show, actually, just kind of sharing just kind of how some of the faith-based organizations can diversify, set up, and create actionable steps to create a more economic, I would say, sustainability, both for the community and the faith-based organization. So yeah. I like when, you know, industry professionals cheer us on and know that this is something that we need to be talking more about, albeit you are that self-employed entrepreneur and I do say and, because our industry, we have a lot of part-time real estate professionals. Mm-hmm. So you do have your 9 to 5, you know, your 8 to 4, and then you're doing real estate part-time. And mm-hmm. this is something that still applies. And I've actually heard it too from professionals that I do know that they're like, I'm never leaving my corporate job. I'm going to do real estate on the side, because the way my pension is set up,
that's true. Like,
you know, they're like, no way am I going to give that up. So I think it's very, very, very important.
Thank you for bringing that up. It wasn't part of the plan, but even with the pension, like I help a lot of educators. They have a pension. Some of them haven't started their 403Bs, or they don't think they need to. And then what I explain to them is, I mean, in today's day, maybe back in the day, a pension is going to pay you 100% of your income. But in today's world, unless you want to work till, I don't know, 70, till they kick you out, till they roll you out the building, it's not going to pay you 100% of your income. And guess what? Most likely the prices are going to be higher for everything around you. It's going to be higher for food, gas, etc. And now you're older and you don't have the same earning potential that you had when you were younger. So what I teach people on the Smart Money Cafe, the way to fill in that gap, imagine you're getting paid 100%. All of a sudden it's time to retire. Your pension is going to pay you only 75% of your income. You just took a big 30% drop in income and your expenses have just gone up. So I tell them to open that 401k or that 403b, contribute to that. But once you retire, now you have your pension plus that extra 100,000 or 200,000 that you've set aside in your 403b. And then they start to smile. That's the action.
You know, as you were saying, it's so funny because when I start thinking about money and stacking, my mind is like, yo, as you develop that habit, and that's what we're talking about. This is essentially a habit that you are learning to commit to. And yeah. I think one of the hardest things for me, I wouldn't say hard, I'm not gonna use the word hardest, is habits knowing it's there, and then also when I'm managing my new innovative ideas, as you know, and people know I'm creative, I got all these wonderful ideas, and I'm like, well, what if I just, you know, kind of, you know, not give that much to that account and, you know, do something else. So it's like, it's the discipline and the habit. But what I'm hearing a lot from people in this space is, and I hear it from you too, and I please, you know, share, because how do we create more discipline to do the actionable steps? It's one thing to start it. How do we continue doing it?
Oh, that's a great question. And this technique I have here doesn't require any discipline. It doesn't require any habits. It just requires the self-control to not mess with it. You know what they say? Don't mess with it, okay? And that is to make it automatic. Now, you automatically set it up that it automatically comes out of your paycheck. It automatically comes out of your checking account and goes from your checking account to your retirement account. And that's it. Period. It's done. You don't touch it. It just goes there. So don't fool yourself like I used to do in the past. And you keep saying, oh, I'll just send this amount when I get paid, or I'll send that amount. And it really doesn't happen because the discipline isn't there. But if it automatically comes out, you won't miss it. And if you're younger, time is on your side. What happens a lot is if someone's in their 20s or their 30s, they could afford to put in less. I'll give you an example for myself. When I used to be an educator, and the seasoned teachers talked me into getting the 403B, and I was kicking and screaming. This is right out of college. I'm kicking and screaming. I don't want to do it. And they tell me, do $100. It's for your best good. So I followed their lead and I did it. Okay. So the money was growing, but then when I stopped teaching, I stopped contributing, right? I started doing real estate, making really good money, but I didn't contribute anything to that retirement account. Years later, I realized, okay, the retirement account's been stagnant. And now guess what I have to do? I have to play catch up. It's no longer viable to just throw in $100 a month. Now you have to do $500, $600, $700. You have to do a lot more for you to reach the goals that you need to reach before it's retirement time. So bottom line, the clock is ticking. Make it automatic and, you know, stretch yourself or just grow it in increments, but just do it.
I like it. I like it. You know, we're going to, I like that we keep this short, simple, and powerful. Did you have any more steps or tips that you wanted to share before we get to wrap up our first show together?
I know the first show. That's pretty much it. I just want to make sure you take action and do it. Call your HR department. Tell them you want to set it up. Go online and set it up, or call one of the discount brokers and set it up, just like opening a bank account. And then make sure it comes out of your savings or your checking or your paycheck automatically, so you don't have to worry about it. Keep watching Lisa's show. Come visit me over at the Smart Money Cafe. I post a lot of videos on YouTube. That's my favorite spot to be. I also share with my travels. My last one was in Miami. I shot a little video there. So yeah, just hello to the audience, and I look forward to helping you guys more in the future.
Absolutely. You guys, that concludes our segment of this new collaboration between Ready Set Real Estate and Smart Money Cafe. Your new co-host, Sean Rogers, and myself, Lisa Puerto, Super Agent. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Both shows are available on YouTube at LA Super Agent for Ready Set Real Estate, and visit at Smart Money Cafe on YouTube, available on radio podcasts. Actually, yes, both our platforms are available on radio podcasts everywhere. All right, y'all. I trust that you will have a powerful and productive week. Make sure the CTA, Sean, what was that one CTA for this week?
The one CTA for this week, get started with that 401k, that 403b. Do it now.
Do it now, you guys. All right. We'll see you next time on Ready, Set, Real Estate.